Sportsnet.com.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America tonight. Right off the bat, we want to salute our men and women serving in our armed forces across the board. Thank you very much for your courageous and unrelenting call to action when you are needed. Many of you may have gone to services today for some of the fallen. You may have gone other places to honor those who have given their life in the name of protecting the United States and serving our country, and those who are serving right now. There were tons of those kinds of services and memorials, thus the name Memorial Day, all over the country. And as we usher in another week, I want to make sure that we don't forget to do that right at the top of this show. And certainly the defense secretary, who will only be in that position for a week and a half or so, Robert Gates, realizes how important that is, as he's a military man his entire life. He appeared at the Rolling Thunder rally on Sunday. This is an event aimed at raising awareness over something near and dear to my heart, POW/MIA issues. You think of those who we have no idea what's happened to them and the families who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Here's a little snippet of Defense Secretary Gates.
This is my final Memorial Day serving as Secretary of Defense. Every time, day of it, at war. I have had and will have no greater honor in my life than to serve and to lead our men and women in the armed forces. I will always keep them in my heart and my prayers as long as I live. For most Americans, Memorial Day weekend is a respite from work. But for those of us gathered here, it is an affirmation of our commitment to remember those heroes who have fought and died or been captured in defense of our nation. Not just this weekend, but every day of our lives. We have a sacred obligation to those who have borne the heavy burden in the past. The men and women now protecting us on the front lines gain comfort knowing that if today they are missing or captured, we will not rest until they are accounted for and welcome home to the honor they deserve, even as the conflicts recede into history.
All right, I like what Gates said, that each and every day he thinks about that, and I, no matter what you think of the defense secretary and the highs and lows of the time that he's been in that position, I truly believe deep down in his heart, as I have had the opportunity twice to speak with him, that he means that, and certainly we mean that here from the bottom of our hearts here on America tonight. It was a big day for stumping because Memorial Day and politics, of course, mix. The congresswoman from Minnesota, Michelle Bachmann, was out and making big strides and trying to shake hands and talk to people at several rallies. She's promised to make a presidential announcement during June in Waterloo, Iowa. That, of course, has significance for her because she was born in that town. Sarah Palin is on her One Nation bus tour, and she's making stops, or did make stops, all over the place, including Massachusetts and New Hampshire. And, of course, the big thing was that her Memorial Day took her to the battlefield at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Let me tell you, of all the places that you can tour, Gettysburg is one that you should put on your list. If you want to know what it would feel like if you could close your eyes to be on a battlefield, this would be one of the places where you want to see, where you want to put on, like I said, the list. As somebody who's toured many of these battlefields, this would probably make the top two or three. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who's going to announce his presidential bid. I mean, really, he's already a candidate, we know that, but okay, making it official. He'll do that Thursday in New Hampshire. He didn't say much about Memorial Day. He just released a statement that praised veterans and guys and women who are currently part of the military service, fighting day in and day out, if you will. In fact, he said specifically, as we observe Memorial Day, we owe thanks to the many Americans who have fought and died to defend our country. I like this part of what he released. Those patriots who are on the battlefields today or have gone to battlefields in the past, some never to return, have left us a stronger country, a great nation, that whatever its divisions, I like that part, whatever its divisions, shines as a beacon of liberty before the peoples of the world. Well said, whoever wrote that line. We say that all the time here on America Tonight. Doesn't matter about the political stripes. Ultimately, when you peel away all the layers, we're all Americans, and that is a day. Memorial Day weekend is the day to remember it. As I said, we're ushering that day out and heading into a new week. So to set the menu for you, at the tail end of the hour, we'll talk about things that are coming up this week that are very, very big as far as politics, as far as sports, and a few other things. Cleanup, for example, in Joplin, Missouri. Lots of people down in Joplin trying to help over the Memorial Day weekend, because here we are a week after the tornado and you still have at least 30 people or so missing. There are all kinds of people from the celebrity world who are out handing out water bottles, handing out food. This isn't a surprise, because whether somebody is famous or whether they're an everyday Joe, it's the typical American thing to help your brothers and sisters, you know, step it up one day at a time. And Joplin is overwhelmed with people trying to help them. This is a good thing because of the way time moves and what we call and what you hear each and every day on this show, the news cycles. Every day things are moving so fast, something new happens, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. But people have not forgotten those in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and not in Joplin, Missouri, because there's just an amazing, amazing outpouring. One quick thing, as I have many relatives in Florida, and I know there are people listening to us along that wonderful space coast. Ooh, it was rough going on the Florida beaches. I would have loved to be in Florida over the weekend. Memorial Day is a lot of fun at, like, Cocoa Beach and some of the cool beaches in Tampa. Clearwater's a great place to go. But there were jellyfish all over the place. And Cocoa Beach, my favorite beach, was just swamped with those purple stinging jellyfish washing up. So hundreds of you, maybe some of you listening right now, couldn't go swimming. You just had to lay on the beach or by the pool. 800 people at the beaches from Cocoa to Cape Canaveral have been stung. Oh, it's just one of those odd things, you know, when they come and go, and there was swarms of jellyfish in the Atlantic, particularly along that area. And as a kid who grew up around jellyfish on the Jersey coastline, I was always freaked out about, everybody would talk about, watch out for the Portuguese man of war. And they would talk about how it would sting and it would hurt, and you would have to come up with something. You'd have to put meat tenderizer. Maybe anybody that's been in this situation knows that there's things that you can do, because what do you do when you get stung by a jellyfish? You can rub sand on it. That helps a little bit. But meat tenderizer is something that you should carry in your beach bag, believe it or not, not just the sunscreen, and have that available, because if you get into one of those situations, you can rub it all over you. The sting, what it'll do is it causes that burning sensation. You get itches and you get rashes that sometimes break out as a result of it. Here's the great news. I double-checked on this today. None of the stings were serious. Thank goodness. What a way to start the summer, hey? Coming up next, some financial advice from Robert Kiyosaki. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and oh, I am so thrilled as our next guest is being ushered in through our virtual green room. Picture that he might have a latte in his hand. Maybe not. He might be a water drinker. But Robert Kiyosaki, you know the name, like I said before, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, has a new book out. I love this book. I love the title of this book, talking about unfair advantage, the power of financial education. Boy. We could use that. How often do we talk about on this show, what about the house? What about oil, gold, silver? What's happening with the dollar? Robert, thanks so much for spending time with us on ATN.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
So tell me, what was the impetus for this book? What was it that you saw with, I mean, you speak all over the world. You talk to all kinds of people in all kinds of financial situations. What led to this title in this book?
Well, it is an unfair advantage because people like me who had the advantage of having a rich dad are getting richer and richer, paying less in taxes. I don't have a 401k. I don't invest in mutual funds. I don't believe in savings. And there's a reason for that. It's because our schools have no financial education. You know, they don't have anything there. So the people who are working hard, going to school, getting a job, getting out of debt, investing for the long term in a 401k full of mutual funds are getting ripped off. And that's why I decided to write the book.
Yeah. What are the unfair advantages? Obviously, you just told us about some of the things, the 401Ks and the savings and people putting themselves through school, all that stuff. But besides that, I guess compensation would certainly be on the list in taxes, right? Because we talk about taxes all the time.
That's correct. And if you had a little financial education, you would know how to pay zero taxes legally. I'm not, you know, I don't want to go to jail, so... But there's a reason the rich pay so much less in taxes, and it's covered there in unfair advantage. The point is, if you're working hard, you're trying to save money, and you're putting money into a 401k, and you're buying a house, taxes are killing you. And, you know, for as far as a 401k, that's the worst tax advantage investment you could use. But they'll never tell you that, and that's why it's called an unfair advantage. what school will never teach you about money, because they want, because they're actually programming you to work for the people like Goldman Sachs and the Fed. You know, these are the guys that tell you to save money and invest in their financial plans.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? Because like sheep, we just follow it. We just keep doing the same thing over and over again and yet end up with that unfair advantage just marked on our heads when we're born, I guess. And
right.
So the house is not an asset, but like you said, you hear that your entire life, got to get in the house, got to get that house,
right.
American dream.
Right.
Why is specifically the house not an asset?
Well, I covered that in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know, and basically assets put money in your pocket whether you work or not. So I have oil wealth, and every month I get my check. I have rental apartments, and every month I get my check. But my personal house is a liability because every month somebody else gets my check. You know, when the bank says your house is an asset, they're not lying to you. They're just not saying whose asset it is. It's their asset.
Yeah, no kidding. That's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, basically, unfair advantage is Rich Dad, Poor Dad graduate school.
Yeah.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad was about me at 9 years old. And unfair advantage is me at 60 or so, not 90. And in 2010 was the best year ever, simply because, and I still invest in real estate, and I still do what I always said in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. But with my financial education my Rich Dad gave me, it gives me this advantage of, I use debt constantly, and everybody says, get out of debt. And I use taxes to get richer. So when you read Unfair Advantage, if you're a socialist, you'll hate the book. If you're a capitalist, you go, God, this is wonderful stuff.
Yeah, I'm a capitalist for the record. So,
right.
Yeah, we're on the same page. No
right.
question about it. And here's something, too, constantly we get pounded with. Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, hardly speaks to the media, but he did a little news conference the other day. And of course, he was saying how things are bouncing back and talking about the dollar. Everything's okay. To me, the Fed is just printing money, Robert, and I don't think they know how much they've even printed. That's pretty scary.
Well, every dollar they print, two things happen. Taxes go up and inflation goes up. And you notice as he was speaking, he was saying, I will protect the strong dollar. The price of gold and silver was screaming through the roof.
Yeah, that's convenient, isn't it?
I think it's almost laughable. I mean, it's sad. You know, I love my country. I went to Vietnam. I fought. But I don't trust my leaders. And that's the worst part I can say. So that's why unfair advantages, you know, just better figure out for yourself. If you're hoping the Republicans or Democrats are going to save you, you're in trouble, you know?
Yeah. Boy, I agree with you. Since you started, I mean, when you got on this track, like you said, and you started with the real estate, and now you have oil wells and all of that, and you've just obviously amassed more money and more personal wealth, and like you said, the one negative thing you have is your house. How much enjoyment have you gotten out of, I'm going to say, being right, because you're seeing the fruits of your labor?
Well, it's been tough because, as you know, when I said your house is not an asset, every real estate agent stopped sending me Christmas cards, you know. And when I trash 401ks and mutual funds, Smart Money and Money Magazine come after me, and they basically say nasty things. But today it's kind of worth it. But for a while I was going, why am I putting up with this harassment, you know? I mean, I just get rich. But it feels good today, and I think the American public, I mean, we still are the most productive nation in the world, except that our leaders are ripping us off. And it starts with our school system. You know, why doesn't our school system have financial education? Well, it's part of the whole process. If you keep us dumb and stupid, you know, they can keep ripping us off. That's why most schools, they'll bring in a financial planner and tell you to put your money in a mutual fund, and they bring in a banker and tell you to save money. But they're not telling you everything. And that's what I wrote Unfair Advantage about, is when you see it, you'll go, if I'm saving money, I'm actually paying more in taxes than somebody who borrows money?
Doesn't seem right. Yeah, exactly.
So when you think about it, I think the book, you know, Unfair Advantage, is on the other side. And, I fought for capitalism. I didn't fight for the socialism. And I keep fighting back. I went to Vietnam twice. And it makes me sad to see our leaders are selling us out.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
But that's why I keep writing, and I don't find much pleasure in it. It just makes me sad to see so many people losing their jobs, or, you know, guys my age in their 60s now worried about retirement. And, you know, they know they're being ripped off. They just don't know how. and unfair advantage kind of explains it. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but you can switch. You know, you can make changes in your life not to be a sucker to the entire system that's rigged for the rich.
Right. We're speaking with Robert Kiyosaki, and certainly he made his mark with Rich Dad, Poor Dad, has a new book that he's been mentioning, Unfair Advantage, The Power of Financial Education, talking about why they keep us from knowing the true facts in our school systems, and as he said, bringing in financial planners and whatnot and tell you to dump it in the 401k. So you're saying debt is good. Debt is good. Don't worry about it.
No, if you have good financial education, you can use debt. And I also use debt. I also use pension money. I'm always borrowing from pension funds. And the people who are putting the money in the pension funds are being ripped off. But guys like me take their money and buy hotels and golf courses with it.
Yeah.
That's what they don't tell you in school. And they don't tell you why the tax laws are rigged against the worker, the saver, and the 401k-er. They don't tell you that in school. And I think that's a bloody crime, you know,
yeah.
Because this country was really designed for capitalism, you know, that we should use money to build factories, to build this, but our schools don't tell us that. They just tell us that the capitalists are a bunch of crooks. And some of them are, granted, you know, but so are the socialists.
Absolutely. So it's really, it's better to be an entrepreneur and take the bull by the horns to just, because that's what you are. When you start to do that, you start to get properties. You start to have, like you said, have checks come to you when you're renting places and all of that. I mean, you're an entrepreneur, basically.
Yeah, and not only that, the moment you do that, you know, the tax laws are written in your favor. Like, for instance, when I invest in oil production, not Exxon, you know, they tell you to invest in oil companies. I don't do that because there's no tax advantage. But when I invest in my oil projects, I get a 28% return day one. But they don't tell you that. You know, they just tell you invest in Exxon. Why? Because Exxon pays them to tell you that.
Yeah, that's convenient. Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's why you don't find me in the stock market, you know, because that's gambling.
Yeah.
Not that you can't make a lot of money in it, but the average guy doesn't have a prayer in the stock market.
No, they don't have enough money, first of all.
Well, the game is rigged anyway because it's all, you know, they say insider trading is illegal, but it's all insider trading. It's just how close to the inside are you?
Yeah.
And, you know, today with that high speed, high frequency trading and all that, the average guy is getting ripped to shreds right now. That doesn't make sense to me. So
yeah.
I keep saying to the school teachers, you know, the NEA, the National Extortion Association, I say, why don't you guys teach financial education? Well, if they did, they'd probably lose their jobs. You know, and so it's really my father, my poor dad, was head of the teachers union. That's how I know so much about him.
Yeah.
I'm not against unions. They have their place. But when they're not doing their job, we have a problem.
I agree. What a place to end this. Robert Kiyosaki, pick up his book, Unfair Advantage. Unfair Advantage, The Power of Financial Education. Robert, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the time. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, Robert.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I have garlic breath after I take Alli-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. And the answer is, Alli-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alli-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Tonight, some of you were pretty busy emailing the show in between barbecues, playing some golf, watching some sports, reading some books, hanging out with the family, whatever you did, or just doing the usual thing. A lot of people collect overtime on the holidays, so they work the extra day. But you had plenty of thoughts on servicemen and women. You had also some thoughts on what's going on in Libya. So we're going to get to the mail in just a second. We're going to do that. But before we do, at the top of the show, I talked about the jellyfish and what happened in Cocoa Beach and some of the other areas all the way down to Cape Canaveral, and the fact that nobody had a sting that was so bad they were hospitalized or anything like that, but just how often you'll just get a swarm of jellyfish. And it's interesting because I had a friend in town from Charleston, South Carolina, my buddy Rob, and he was telling me a similar thing about being on the beach in South Carolina at Charleston. And all of a sudden, you know, he was in knee-deep water, just about knee-deep water, and he felt a sting, and it was a jellyfish got out of the water. And it wasn't the jellyfish, it didn't attach itself to him, which often happens. They just sting you with the tentacles and then move on. And he said that the tentacles were on his, you could see the tentacles on his leg, and it's just that one blotch. And what he did was rub it with sand, which won't completely take it out, but at least it helps some of that sting. So the people in Florida aren't alone. In the Atlantic, that will happen. You'll get swarms of them, and it just happened to be this particular weekend. But 800 or so is what they say at the Florida beaches. So I'm wondering if any of you have any of those sting stories. Speaking of stories, don't forget about the Brushes with Fame. Go to our website, americatonight.net. You can click on email, send it to me that way. If you've had a brush with fame, whether it's somebody who's infamous, a celebrity of some sort, whether it's a politician, someone in business, an actor, an actress, you know, athlete, there are a lot of types of brushes with fame. And many of you have already called to tell me about those. Any of you who have called, you win one of the Evel Knievel books, as we've already said. Don't worry, they'll come your way. There's been a handful of people who have done that. And ultimately, your name will be thrown in the big old America Tonight hat. And whosoever name is chosen, you win our Motorcycle USA leather jacket. It's a pretty sweet jacket. So I'm hoping we get a lot of stories with some interesting brushes with fame. We've already had a few. You know, we've probably got about 8 names or so. So this goes all the way. It's kind of like when HGTV gives away the Dream House, only they take 8 months and they tell you can enter 10,000 times. Here you only have to enter once, but you have to have a brush with fame that's decent. You get a book until they run out. And you could win the leather jacket. How cool, cool, cool is that? All right, so without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one's from Zell, who says, Kate, have you seen any good movies lately? I noticed that you do the cheap movie reviews on Thursday, but a lot of times you don't tell us if you've seen the movies. I'm curious about that. I'm a huge movie fan. I don't get to the movies as often as I like, but recently I saw Bridesmaid, and it wasn't my suggestion to go and see it. My husband wanted to go see it because he thinks Kristen Wiig, I think is her name, is very, very funny. And so we went to go see that because he liked her writing. He liked seeing her a few times on Saturday Night Live. And actually, the movie was pretty hysterical. It was women doing the hangover thing because it was Bridesmaid and it was about, you know, it was about a wedding and all that stuff. And so it was like The Hangover. You know, Hangover Part 2 was out this weekend. We did the little movie review of that. I saw the first one, loved the first one. And thanks to Matt Johnson, because he was talking about going to see it, and he doesn't get to the movies a lot. And when he said that he ponied up the cash to go and see Hangover, I thought it might be worth it. I went to see it, and it was laugh out loud funny, I thought. Hangover Part 2, because of probably the first one, the reputation of that, it's not a surprise that it was big at the box office over the holiday weekend. It raked in $86.5 million. So, you know, with all that's going on in the world, I think we need sometimes that in-your-face, slapsticky kind of occasionally even raw humor. Bridesmaid, I didn't think was raw humor, but it was sort of similar to The Hangover. So to answer your question about movies, I have seen a couple movies lately. That was one of them, and I give that a thumbs up. Sometimes if you listen to the movie review, I'll say wait for it to come out in video, because if you have a Netflix account or you have, you know, pay-per-view and it's a few dollars cheaper, it's worth it, but you can wait to see it. Now, the Pirates movie, which would be the fourth one, I've seen 3 of them. I like the first 2, and I was iffy on the third one. I'm going to wait until my nephew comes to visit, because certainly the lines won't be long, and no matter what, I know he'll like it. So I'll wait for that, but I'll go and see that. All right, we have another one here. It's from Pure Lovin'. That's an interesting nickname. Pure Lovin' says, Kate Delaney, what do you think of Sarah Palin's chances to get the Republican nod now that she's on this bus tour? Do you think she's serious about actually trying to run for president? Or no, it's more of the whole Palin thing. She likes the crowds like her, and so she's yucking it up with them, but she's not really going to make a run for president. She's not saying for sure. I mean, here's the thing. She won't say either way whether she's running, whether she's being coy, cautious, courting the votes. You know, everybody's been doing that. It's like Mitt Romney. He hasn't officially announced, but he's in the game. You know, this testing the waters kind of thing. In Sarah Palin's case, she keeps being asked this over and over and over again. So she's probably been asked the question more than anyone. And I think that, you know, she maybe is contemplating a run at doing it. But is she optimistic about the Republicans' chances, first of all, of winning the White House, and what does she think her chances are? You know, I would think that would play into it, just like Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. A lot of people think, well, Chris Christie, he's the perfect guy to do it because, you know, there's a lot of independent types that like him, and there's certainly a lot of people that from New Jersey that don't like some of the things day to day that Chris Christie's doing. But I think Chris Christie is begging off of the idea of running for now because he doesn't think that a Republican who gets the nomination can beat Obama in 2012. So he wants to wait. He can wait for the next time around. So I guess the answer, you're asking me the direct question. I think Sarah Palin's not going to run. I don't think she's going to run. And she said it. It's not a campaign push on that bus. It's not a campaign bus. It's just, she says, it's just expressing how much she appreciates Americans and what's good about America and remind people about that. And that's what the whole thing is about. That the family's there, they're touring the country, and, you know, she's not running for president. That the bus tour has nothing to do with that. She's stopping in historic places, and that's that. So, would I be shocked if she ran? No. Do I think, when you ask me, is she going to run for president? And from the little that in questioning people, is it serious? Is she really, you know, just kind of testing the water? Almost everyone that I've talked to in the, I'll call it in the political no, say, she's not making a run for it. That it's the case that truly this is just a bus tour. That this is a bus tour to talk to people and, you know, stir things up in the way of talking about Memorial Day and talking about America and, you know, that kind of thing. All right, here's another one. This one is from Joe listening to us in Florida, WMEL. We love WMEL on the Space Coast. He says, Kate, the Casey Anthony trial is completely captivating. Although while I say this, I think she is lying, and I hope she gets the death penalty. Ultimately, do you think Anthony gets out of this? I heard one of your guests saying, who was some kind of an attorney, that there was a great possibility she would get out of the crime. All right, well, he didn't say get out of the crime because he didn't say she did it. He talked about the evidence, and he was talking about the fact that all you need is the one, and this was a South Florida criminal defense attorney who we had on last week, and he thought that, yes, there was a chance, all you need is that one doubt, that one person, that there would be somebody that would feel that way, and that's enough to swing the jury. Because remember, what's happened is Casey Anthony has said that she's a victim of abuse by her father, and that her daughter drowned in the pool, and he wanted to get rid of the granddaughter, not to upset the mother, and all this kind of nonsense. So, you know, on the stand, they're having, this is a trial that's probably going to last till the end of July. She's had a couple of different character-y type people that will come forward, and I think this does go on for 2 months. But in the end, you know, does she get capital punishment, which is the jury vote? Yeah, there is a chance. There is a chance that she does not get convicted of this crime. And, you know, who's zooming who? Who do you believe when you listen to her? if you're asking me what I believe, I think she done it. I think she did it. And I think there is a chance that maybe one juror could be swayed in a different direction. Because remember, they don't have the direct evidence. Just some strange things. Bad Boys coming up on the flip side.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
This guy is the ultimate bad boy. And this is when you hear people who don't even follow college sports, college football especially, when they say, ah, it's all rigged, they're all cheating from Foot Locker on down, there's all kinds of scandals. So, Jim Tressel now is certainly the ultimate bad boy in that sense of the word. He resigned. He typed a resignation letter on Monday morning, Memorial Day. And in the last couple of lines, they say, above his signature, he wrote this little personal note. We know that God has a plan for us and we will be fine. Referring to himself and, of course, his wife. We will be Buckeyes forever. Well, he's not going to be the Buckeye coach, though. I mean, this is the guy that led Ohio State to its first national title in like 34 years. So he dumps out because he ran because he knew that the NCAA had him. And this is all part of the violations from this tattoo parlor thing that now has hurt the reputation of Ohio State. I mean, I say that laughingly because I know of other things that have happened there. So the assistant coach is moving up to Tressel's spot because he was going to be the guy that moved up, at least for now anyway, during the five-game suspension for the violations, right? So he's going to be the Buckeyes coach for 2011, and then they're going to look for a permanent coach who takes over next year. And, you know, it's crazy. Tressel is still going to go before the NCAA's Committee on Infractions for lying to them and then covering it up. I mean, here's the thing. It's one thing to lie and even cover up, it's one thing to try to cover up, but then you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar and then you just have to admit. I mean, so this guy was all over the map. He's lying, covering up, think he's going to get out of it, blah, blah, blah. What's interesting is I hope he saved his money, and I don't feel sorry for him because he made a boatload of money with Ohio State. Ohio State now does not have to buy out or offer severance to Tressel. He made about $3.5 million a year. So they're out of that contract anyway. And here's what happened. If you don't know the story, I apologize because I'm assuming people know it. So let's recap it for you, shall we? Back in December, while you were all buying Christmas presents, five Ohio State players, including the quarterback, were found getting cash and discounted tattoos from the owner of a tattoo parlor. And, you know, this parlor, was the subject of a federal drug trafficking case. So all were still permitted to play in the Buckeyes' win over Arkansas in the Sugar Bowl, with their suspension starting the first game of the 2011 season. So after the team returned from New Orleans, Ohio State started to do an appeal of the players' sanctions. Then the investigators found that Tressel had learned back in April of 2010 about the players' involvement with the guy who owned this parlor that was a drug nest. His name was Edward Reif. And a local attorney and a former walk-on player had sent Tressel emails detailing the benefits that they were getting, that was the improper stuff that they were getting. And they traded about a dozen emails. So he had prior knowledge, over a year ago. And he signed an NCAA compliance form in September saying he didn't know anything was going on, that he didn't know there was any wrongdoing by any of these guys, any of the athletes, didn't know it. So the problem is that he lied. There's your lying. And it's pretty significant, the money that the players were getting. So, this actually goes all the way back to, and I don't know how much he knew, but it goes back to 2002. That's a long time, isn't it? So that was Tressel's second season at Ohio State, and then they're talking about how many players were involved. At least 28 players, so it's 22 more than they've acknowledged if you run the numbers of what I just said. So beyond the six players, there's more. So now you think about infractions, and you think about awards, and you think about what Ohio State has done, and boy, what's the conclusion of this investigation going to be? And Ohio State called a news conference, if you remember, a couple of months ago, and that's when they gave Tressel a two-game suspension, fined him $250,000, and wanted him to publicly apologize and go to a compliance seminar. But now that all this other stuff has come out, I mean, he bailed. That's what happened. He had to bail. So Ohio State gets to go before the Infractions Committee August 12th. He's going to have to get grilled, too. And, you know, he was in trouble with the NCAA before he went to Ohio State. He was a coach at Youngstown State when they got scholarship and recruiting restrictions for violations that they had with their star quarterback at the time, Ray Isaac. So he's hired by Ohio State knowing that there was problems I mean, they knew that that there was problems. There was definitely, you know, more than a few winks going on there with Jim Tressel. And ultimately, what do they decide after August? It'll be interesting to see if they end up taking any of the hardware away from that team. And it's too bad for the kids who played, who had no idea what was happening. But Tressel turned a blind eye. He knew, because once you start getting those letters, he had to come forward. He didn't do it, and now that's the end of his legacy at Ohio State. That's how it ends. Weak, just weak. That's why he makes the bad boy list. Brutal, absolutely. All right. Speaking of football, since we're on that subject, and so many of you have asked me to comment on whether or not I think the NFL is going to be back in business before the beginning of what would be this NFL season. You know, my gut tells me absolutely not. I have talked to other people who cover, I've said this before, who cover the NFL for a living and have done it for a very long time, who do believe, as we get closer to what would be training camp, July, that things may start to break. It's sort of a game of chicken. Who's gonna give up first? But I think that's a dangerous game, because I believe the players are not going to, I don't think the players are really going to give in on this one. And if the owners aren't going to do it, well, then who's giving in? So my gut tells me no, that training camp's not going to start. And that if anything, the NFL season for sure is going to be delayed at least a handful of games. You cannot have those guys out there being walking casualties or potential casualties if they haven't gone through some sort of a training camp. It's not about, okay, here's your playbook, what about the rookies? I mean, just the function of a team, you can't have that happen. You'd have to have some kind of a pre-season. You know, it's like you think of teams and when they're supposed to report. For example, the Bengals, they're supposed to report by July 15th. They go to Georgetown, Kentucky, where many of you listen to this show. There are people that work in a Toyota plant there that listen. And who knows if you're going to see any Bengals practicing. I say the odds are against it. Both sides are at a stalemate. Now, will they have an agreement? They have a mediation session coming up again in Minneapolis, June 7th and 8th. But DeMaurice Smith, who's the head of the Players Trade Association, is not talking like the players are going to see this deal happen. I don't think so. And a counteroffer hasn't even happened yet since March 11th when the Players Union decertified. So what does that tell you? There's no counteroffer. And we don't even know the results. We won't even know the results of the hearing on the lockout for the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis until another week and a half or so, maybe another week if we're lucky. So if you're running out to get tickets, I'd say hang on. My gut says, sorry, Charlie, we're not going to have an NFL season. But there are others in the biz that think in the ninth hour it will all come together. You be the judge.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.